The question is whether the Yishei is Mechuyev is Misa or not. And then some of them left, and three were left. So Reb Meir says that the three that were left of the Chof Gimel, so they can consider the question of the Ksuvim. Mashenk, the Chachomim say no, it's inconsistent with the respect that is due to the Sanhedrin, since the whole Sanhedrin of Chof Gimel assembled for three of them to consider the question of Ksuvim. This is how, but Rabbi Rove says, if at the very outset he didn't produce Edim, and he only demanded that there should be a Psak Din of Bezin, that he doesn't have to pay the Ksuve, so then even the Chachomim agree that only three are required. So then we understand very well the Pshat and the Braise. The Chachomim agree. If at the outset he didn't produce Edim and there was no gathering of his Sanhedrin to consider any of Nifoshes, to consider the Inyan of Ksuve, so it only requires Shleisho, even the Chachomim agree, according to Rove, according to Rav. But Tovi Nifoshes, if at the outset. So it's the Sanhedrin of Chof Gimel assembled. Sanhedrin of Chof Gimel assembled. And then some of them left. So, and three were left. Three remained. So, and the Baal says, I want you to consider the question of the Ksuveh. So, according to the Chachomim, no, they cannot consider. Because it's not respectful for the Sanhedrin. For the Sanhedrin, that the three of that remained should pass. So, Tovin Foshes Trilo, Afilu Momin Be'Eschem Shleisho. So we understand the price very well, according to Robert Rabbi. Eloli Ule Kashe, but Ule says that even at the very outset, so the Chachomim require Chof Gimel because maybe there'll be a Laz. Maybe later on, as a result of the call, so Edim will show up and testify, and then we'll need Chof Gimel. So there'll be a laws against the three. There'll be a laws against the three. So the question is a rule kash. So why does the Brisa say? The price says here, Tobi Momin Bishleisha, no, according to Ule. So even Tobi Momin requires Chof Gimel. Omar Rabbi, Omar Rove, Ani Varishe Bachabure, Targimunu, Umanu Rafriye Barovi, Hochev Mayaskinon Sheve Abal Eidin. So in other words, even though the Kashi is directed against Ule, not against Rove, but Rove is explaining the brayse alibedu. So ani v'arish b'chabur et agminu uman rafchiye barovi. Hochem mayaskinon shehivi abal edim shezimso. Vehivi yoav edim veizimum leide abal. So the brayse is reference to the case where the Baal produced edim that she was mizan. Then they all produced edim who are mazim leide abal. So bol igvis momen mibal is bishleish. So if he wants to be given mome, mibal, so mitzishemra, so then the alochi is, so we require shlish, the knas of meyokes. So, uv mokini foshes, b'esrim u'shlish, but b'tchiles adin, so b'esrim u'shlish. Now let's see the Rashi. Elo li'ule. Tov in fosh tkhiv dom lo veit im aflo mom mit koinim lo mot zeit lo mit nim lo shtik zvos aflo aflo pik khaim bin ves shleit shim shpeit ve shein el lul dom rabon lo las khashin ot shem gishme yo veyu tov im mom shleit shekh mishkach lo le yom mes khim shleit sho ve rabon bin mom shin khashin ra ve izim vi su le kel me khash le ras di gloy im bin se da me sade som va han sade shakrenino va fil vi se afshik zvos lo mehem da hast du bas sade shakre komade ושקורי כמשקיה, ובוי למיסב, מייסלה, Leov, Viloy Sielisho, Vit. So, in other words, so then, so Vitovim, when we become Rabbonon, Atvias Meyesela, after Veyakoi. So, and there is no, so that can be done by Shleisho, even according to Chachomim, through the Chachom Machishish Lilas. But here there is no possibility of Las, because here, Eidim already were mazim the Eide Abal. So we see that the Eide Abal, the Eidim that the Baal produced originally were in Sheker. So then we don't have to anticipate, maybe he'll produce other Eidim, Eide Emes. Because since we know that what kind of a person the Baal is, that he hired Eide Sheker, so it doesn't seem likely that other Eidim will testify that she was Mizani. So Mimele, there is no possibility of a Las. So the only thing that is involved here is the chiyuv of Meyokeset. Well, that's Mome, it's Las. So it requires only Shleish. So Rashi was bothered by certain kashi. I mean, Teisa says, as to Rashi's teretz is a deichak. I mean, that's Teisa's shite. But what is the kashi that bothered Rashi? True, in this case, so there is no possibility of las, inasmuch as the Baal produced Eidim would testify that his wife was Mizan. And then he had a Eidim, Womazim the Eidim of the Baal. So we see what kind of a person the Baal is. So we don't have to anticipate. Maybe the Baal will produce other Eidim, maybe Emes. Other Eidim, and then we'll need Chov Gimel. Because the Baal was already proven to be a very mild person, and that he's a Shakren. So Memele, it's not likely that other EDMs will show up and testify that she was Mizani. So there is no possibility of Las. So that's why the Rabbonon agree that the chiyuv of the Baal to pay Meyokesef, so that can be considered by Bezdin Shel Shleisho. But the question is, how about according to Rabbi? That Rabbi says, Rabbi Rove, that Cheshish L'Kveidon Shel Rishenim. So in this case, we should be Cheshish L'Kveidon Shel Rishenim. Because originally the Baal produced Eidim who testified that she was Mizani. So how many members in the Bezdin were involved? Chov Gimel. Then other Eidim came and were mazim the first Eidim. So that was also needed. That was also needed by Chov Gimel. Now the Baal wants that just three should be done. That the Av wants, the chiyuv of Meyokesef that is incumbent upon the Baal. They should consider the question as to whether the Baal is mechuyev to pay Meyokesef as in Emis Shemra. So the Rabbonim agree that this can be handled by three. But according to Rabbi, the Rabbonim hold Cheshish L'Kveidon Shel Rishenim. So since at the beginning, so a whole Sanhedrin assembled, so less than Chov Gimel shouldn't consider any other question, because it would be inconsistent with the respect that is due to the Sanhedrin. So Rashi says, no, that's only Shayach if the monetary matter that is handled by the Bezdin is something that is claimed by the same person. Mashenkin here, in this case, so the Sanhedrin, when they assembled and they considered certain questions, so they considered what questions? They first considered the question of the Hefzer Ksuvi and the Chiyuv Mise of the Isha. And now the Av
wants them to consider the chiyuv of Meir Kesef. So that chiyuv of Meir Kesef, that's another matter altogether. That is a chiyuv that is incumbent upon the Baal. So Mimele, there is no zilzul in the covet of the Rishayim. Vafil kveit Rishayim lekele meinoche. Di dina achiteu, di mikore Baal aveteveya. So when the Sanhedrin at the very outset assembled, they assembled because of whose tria, because of whose claim? Because of the complaint and the claim by the Baal. That, in other words, that he doesn't have to pay the ksuvah the isha, and that his wife is mechuyev esmise. Now, after the Eidim, the Eide Abaal, the Eide Ab, were mazim the Eide Abaal. So, who is the claimant? So now the claimant is the Ab. And he wants to be mechayev the Baal. So since there is a new teveya, so mimele, there is no inyan of cheshishim likovish or reshein. That's what he says. So v'afil kvod reshein ulekel emeim ahoche. Didina achineu, dimikore baal av teveya, v'ashte of kotova. Uvimokim dinu nefoshes. Tlima v'chol eichet v'ikyo v'michash lefoshes. Ki mitchil asadid, afilein lo eidim yeish lochish. Shemo yishmiu, v'yoveyu eidim, so Esther Mushloi Shabbat. Now these din farshi. So according to Rashi, the Mishneh, the machlekes between Rav Meir and the Chachomim, has reference to the Hefzet Ksuvi, and it's still called Meitzi Shemra. Usually, when the Gemara mentions Meitzi Shemra, what does the Gemara refer to? The chiyuv that is incumbent upon the Baal, not the Hefzet Ksuvi of the Ish. But here, Meitzi Shemra means the hefset ksuva of the isha as a result of the claim by the Baal that the isha was mizan. Is mizan. Vi is dim farshi. Kol tvias momido shmaitze ameyo kesef. I mean that's the pshat of most Rashi. From the time of most Rashi. So Rashi also was aware of such a pshat that when the Mishnah says Mitzi Shemra B'Shleisho, the Rav Meir Chachom Meimbez B'Shleisho, it doesn't have reference to the Hefzet Ksuva of the Isho, but the Chiyuv of Meir Kesef that is incumbent upon the Baal. V'yidim Farshe, Kol Tvias Momido Shmaitza Meir Kesef, the Av Tovel Baal, V'yef Shalei Makim. V'yef Shalei Makim. It's impossible to say that. Now, this is really the Pshat of Rav Netam, and that is also the Pshat of the Rambam in Pirush HaMishneh, I mean in Rambam in Hilchas Zokot, and the Pshat of the Rambam. Now, it's not clear how the Rambam explains the Gemara, because the Rambam doesn't spell out, I mean, his Pshat in the Gemara. But the Pshat of Rav Netam and the Pshat of the Rambam that the Chiddush HaRan mentions, that's clear. So, in other words, Rav Netam says, no, that Mitzi Shemra does not mean Hefzet Ksuve. Mitzi Shemra means the chiyuv of Meir Kesef. So how does Rav Netam explain this Gemara? So how does Rav Netam explain this Gemara? So in other words, where let's say the Baal, so it means the chiyuv of Meir Kesef. Whether a business of Shleisho can handle the question as to whether the Baal is mechuyev to pay the Meir Kesef. So Rameya says business of Shleisho can handle it. And the Chachomim say only business of Chol Gimel can handle it. So Rav Netam says as follows. In other words, according to Ule, so the Machlekes is in Cheshish in Lilas. So in other words, it has reference to the case. It has reference to the case where the Baal produced stating that the Isho was Mizan. Now, if the Isho was Mizane, she's not entitled to collect the Ksuvin, she's Chayev is missing. But there was a Koshe in the idea about. So Mimele, she doesn't get missing. And she doesn't lose the ksuvin because there was a koshe in the Eides Abaal. There was a koshe in the Eides Abaal. Hevi Abaal inim shezinso v'yuk chashu. So Mimele, since, not Azor, So the chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam is that even though there was no hazome of the idea Baal, so the Baal is still mechuyev to pay meyo kesef. In other words, the machlekes Rashi is chelik on that. According to Rashi, when is there a chiyuv of meyo kesef incumbent upon the Baal? Only if the Av produced the idim who were mazim the idea Baal. So it was proven that the idea Baal who testified that the Yishoz Mizane were in the Shek. Mashay came if there was a koshe in the idea Baal. So we have no proof that it was Sheker. But the Ades was defeated. So according to Rashi, in such a case, there is no chiyuv of Meyo Kesef. When is the Torah Mechayev the Baal to pay Meyo Kesef? Only if it was proven that his Edim testified falsely. But if it wasn't proven, but just the Ades of the Baal was defeated, it was frustrated because of crushing the Ades. So, but we don't know whether they testified the truth or they testified falsely, we don't know. There was a kosh in the Ades, but there was no azome on the Ades. So only a kosh in the Ades. So memele, in such a case, there is no chiyuv of meyo kesef. I mean, I would say the same thing if there hadn't been a machlekes reshein. I would also say like Rashi, when can there be a chiyuv of meyo kesef upon the Baal if it was proven that the idea Baal who testified that the Yishe was Mizane, that they testified falsely. In other words, if the Av produced Edim more mazim the Eid Abal, but if there was just a kosh in the Edis of the Eid Abal, so Mimele, it wasn't proven that they tested that they were made L'Sheker, but the Haggadah was defeated. It was frustrated, the Haggadah of the Edim. So in such a case, there is no Chiyuv of Meir Kesef. But Rabbi Tam Shite is no. Rabbi Tam Shite is that even in such a case there is a chiyuv of meyo kesef. In other words, whenever the Baal claims that his wife was Mizane and he produces Edim, and then that testimony of the Edim that he produced fails because of Akoshe, so Mimele is Mechuyev, since the Hagode of the Edim that he produced failed, so Mimele, he is Mechuyev meyo kesef. So he is mechuyev meyo kesef. So this is how Rabbi Tam explains. Hoche bechei omar gule bechei shin las kom tiki. Reb meyah sova reichei shin las. Vichabu nesav achei shin las. In other words, where the Baal produced Edim who testified that she was mizan. And then there's a koshe took place in the agode of the Edis, of the Edim. So the agode of the Edim, Baal failed. So mele the Baal. So Mimele the Av says the Baal has to pay Meyo Kesef. So Remeya says that it can be handled by three. And Rachomim say Cheshishim Lazaz, because true. This Edis failed. There was a caution Edis, but maybe there will be another cut of Edim will come and they'll testify that she was Mizane, and there won't be a caution in the other cut Edim. Now, and it's very likely, because after all, Edim did testify that she was Mizane. Only the Edim, the Agodev, was frustrated because of a caution. But it's, since they did testify that she was Mizane, but the Edis became bottle because of Akoshe, so maybe another cut of Edim will show up later, and they will testify that the woman was Mizane. They'll say the same thing that the first cut said, and when the other cut will testify, there won't be any Akoshe. So that Agode will not be defeated, will not be frustrated. So then we'll need Chav Gimel. Then we'll need Chav Gimel. So we'll have to add more smuchim. So to be done nifoshes of the isha. So then people say, how is it now they knew that at first there were just three involved who discussed the question of Meir Kesef. And then more added. So people say, why was it necessary to add more skenim in the Besden? Because the first three probably were incompetent, so there'll be a last. That's why the Chachomim say that it requires Chom Gimel. This is how Rav Netam explains the Gemara. So the Chiddush in Rav Netam is that even without real proof that the Eidei Habal were Eidei Sheker, as long as the Hagodah of the Eidei Habal fails for some reason because of Akhoshe in the Hagodah, so the Baal becomes Mechuyev to pay Meir Kesef. In other words, in order that the Baal should be Mechuyev to pay Meir Kesef, it's not necessary that it should be shown, it should be proven that the Eidei Habal who said Zinso were Eidei Sheker. As long as the Haggadah of the Eidei Habal fails, so the Baal is Mechuyev to pay Meir Kesef. This is how Rabbi Netam is. Now the Ramban agrees with Rabbi Netam that inasmuch as the Mishneh talks of him Mitzvah Shemra, so it couldn't have reference to the Hefset Ksuvet. It must have reference to the Chiyuv of Meir Kesef that is incumbent upon the Baal. And who is the Teveya? The Av is the Teveya. But he is Chelik HaRabbi Netam. He agrees with Rashi that when can there be a Chiyuv of Meir Kesef? Only when it is proven by the Hazome that the Eidei Habal were Eidei Sheker. In other words, if the Baal produces Eidim who testify that his wife was Mizah, and then to other Eidim, then the Da produces Eidim who are Mazim the Eidei Habal. So through the Hazome, by the Eidei Hab, so it is proven beyond the shadow of a doubt that the Haggadah of the Eidei Habal was Sheker. So then the Baal becomes a Mitzvah Shemra and he is Mechuyev to pay Meir Kesef. But if it isn't proven, there is no Azome, it is only is defeated, the Haggadah of the Eidei Habal is defeated because of a Akhoshet that occurred in the Haggadah of the Eidei Habal. There is no Chiyuv of Meir Kesef. So how does the Ramban explain it? So the Ramban says as follows. The Ramban's pshat is very good, the Ramban. Now, in other words, the Baal, Ule says, so Bicheshishim Lasko Mifrige. So now, the lotion of the Gemara is a little difficult. They call it Ramban Pshat. So the Ramban says that the Machlekes, when Ule says Cheshish in Laz or Ein Cheshish in Laz, so it is reference to the case where the Baal produced Eidim that she was Mizani, and then the Av produces Eidim. He produces Eidim who are ready to be Mazim the Eidei Habal. The Eidei Habal, and there are only three. Three dayon. So the Av says, now let the three dayonim handle this question as to whether the Baal is Mechuyev Meir Kesef. Because right now I'm not interested in being Mechayev Mise, the Eidei Habal. After all, I mean, as a result of the Hazome, that will take place over the Eidei Abal, so then the Eidei Abal will be Mechuyiv Misevasi. But the Baal says, we don't have Chav Gimel now, we only have Shlishos Mochit. And I'm not interested now in meeting out the Inesh Neged Eidei Abal. Right now I'm interested in collecting Meir Kesef from the Baal. So he asks the three Dayonim to be Mikabel Deides, to be Mikabel Deides of the Mazimi, to be Mechayev. So Rav Meir says yes. And Rabbonon say no. What is the meaning of Rabbonon Sabre Cheshishin Lilas? What kind of Lilas will it be? I mean, that's the kashi of the Ran against the Rambans. Alright. So Rashi also mentions in Pshat that here it is reference to the Chiyuv of Meir Kesef. So he says, Vizdim Farshe called Vias Momidoshma, it's a Meir Kesef da, the after of the Ba, Viev Shalemaki, Dol Mechayev Baal Meir Slohim, Elim Kinei Veidim Vihuz. In other words, so there was, Rashi heard of the same kind of Pshat like Rabbanatam. So Rashi rejects it, because if we explain it like Rabbanatam, so how could there be, in other words, because there is a Akhoshi. There is a Akhoshi in the Eidim, so the Av wants is to be a Meir Kesef. But why should the Baal be Mechuyev Meir Kesef if there was no Azome? We have Shalem Akein. Tol Mechayev Baal Meir Slohim Kenei Veidim Vuhuzmu. The whole man Shalei Veidim Nemun Afraaf Sif Tivor Sif Parish Es Leil. We be Shuz Meid of Meir Mas Nisim. Surek Lel Meim Achei Shishim Lilaz. Voi Midigar Sinon Bitterutze Der Afriye Barobin. Bolik bis momen mi baal, di poriz da afchil, hai tovi momen am bia sela, mi chlal da ad hashte av shaminon tovi momen a baal, vi u tov al hafzit ksuri. Because when Robe says, ani va avi she bachal bure ta gimin umanu, so, shei va baal is, vei vi ove idi, vi zinu ya baal, bolik bis momen mi baal, bish leisho, mokin foshe bezal mish leisho. So only in explaining the price of tovi momen tchilo, so this price, so the price is applied the chiyuv of Meir Kesef. So it's mashmat until now, in connection with the Mishneh, so we weren't concerned with the chiyuv of Meir Kesef, but we were concerned with the chiyuv of Ksuvah, the Hefset Ksuvah. So he rejects the Pshat. Alright, now, Abai Omar, the Kula Alme, Chayshino Lelas, I just want to go over the whole Gemara, according to Rashi Pshat, and then we'll go with this. Abai Omar, the Kul Alme Chayshino Lilas, because Tesis mentions the other Terutzim of the Gemara. Abai Omar, the Kul Alme Chayshino Lilas, Umishukvidu Shol Rishay. So he gives another terence. In other words, so far we had the Pshat of Ule, then the Machleki between Rami and Chachomim is where the Chayshino Lilas or in Chayshino Lilas. And then the Pshat of Rabbi or Rove, where the Chayshino Likvidu Shol Rishay Nimunah. Abai gives a different explanation of the Machlekes between Rami and the Chachomim. Abai Omar di Kula Omer Chayshino Lelaz Meshukir Shol Rishayim. So in other words, so according to Abai, if Rav Meir will agree, that if the Baal is Teveya, that he should be declared to be Potter of the Ksuve, so then, Bizman Sanhedrin, where there is a possibility that maybe later on Eidim will show up and will testify that she was Mizanen, she was Mechayves Mise, so even the Hefset Ksuve has to be handled by Chovim. But the Machleiket between Rami and Chachomim has reference to the case where the Asre Bostam. So in other words, to Eidim came the Baal, produced Eidim who testified that she was Mizanen. And they also testified that she received Asroi, that she was warned and there was Kabbalah Asroi. But she wasn't told what Mise she will be Chayeves. Now, is Chayeves Chenek. So she wasn't told that it's Chenek. Or let's say, if it's Nara Amoroso, so it's a Chiyuv Skile. So, Mimele, she wasn't told the Misi. So she wasn't told the Misi, but she was in the Hasroya, she was only told by the Eidim, you are Mechuyevis Misi. What kind of a Misi she wasn't told. So, and there is a Machlekes between the Rabbonon and the Rabbi Yudeh in every Hasroya. So, does the Masre have to spell out the Chiyuv, what kind of a Misi it is? Let's say if someone is a Vidavrizore, so it's not enough for the Eidim to tell the Vidavrizore, you should know that if you are a Vidavrizore, you'll be Chayiv Misa, but they have to spell out, you'll be Mechuyev Skile. And suppose they tell him, you'll be Mechuyev Misa, but they don't tell him, you'll be Mechuyev Skile, so he's Potter of Misa. This is what Rabbi Yehuda says. But the Chachomim say, no. That is, as long as Chiyuv Misa Stam is spelled out, even is mentioned, even though the type of Misa that he'll be Mechuyev for this Aveira is not spelled out, so is Chayiv Misa. So that's the machleket between Rav Meir and Chachomim is on that question. So in other words, so in the machleket of Rabbonon and Rav Yud. Shok hayo mis shvetei o in mis nei som el rei do vei de vas roi va she dinu she hayo mis in best rab yude in mei at ye du o be iz mis so in der ak so rab mei a se so na do et so rab mei a se so rab mei a ga go mi me reference the case where the Baal put you stay the mu testify that he shows mis an and that there was a soy but there was no spelling out of the mis. No spelling out the Misa. So Rabbi Meir says that it has to be handled by three. Why is it to be handled by three? Because Rabbi Meir agrees with Rabbi Yehudeh that if in the Asroi it wasn't the nature of the Misa, wasn't spelled out, so we cannot get Misa. So since the nature of the Misa wasn't spelled out to the Isha, Skile or Chenek, so Mimele, she cannot be Mechuyevus Misa. So what can they do? She can only lose the Ksubi. That's all. So Mimele, it only involves Momenes. They have said Ksubi. So Mimele, it can be handled by Shleish. Mashein kinder Rabbonon, they agree with the Chachomim of Rabbi Yehudeh that even though the nature of the Misa was not spelled out, she still is Mechuyavis Misa. So mainly it involves the forces, not only Hefzuvay, it involves the forces, so it requires Chol Gimel. This is, all right, now, let's see the Rashi. Abayoma, Ib Shoyvei, the Nikolaon Lecheshin Lelas, Ubi Nesra Shleisho, Dil Misham Esade Veosi, ומדיבין על עשרה ושלישו בראישי אף ומומן בעשרה ושלישו דחש של חבדי של ראשי ואוכה בפלוק דמסליסין כשהבידים בתחסס בנוסלידין ניסו לכלמי חשתליסה להכין וענה אמרה בפתלות את ישרו במיסה סתם ולישרו לא סקילה כדינר אמרוס רמי עשו ועשו לכאוכה דנפושס ובהנה שלישו סתגו למידים דין המומנס דחסו ודחינם יוזמו ישל מי הכסף ורבון עשה וקים דעשו למיסה דנפושס שיקאו מקטלה. Right, so because the Rabbonim agree with the Chachomim of Rabbi Yehudeh, so it involves the forces. Uprayse diktone le Rabbonim tovim on bishleisho ki ditar tzrab chibarot. Ushok or chayom imise. So Rashi explains. Ushok, what do you think? Ushok chayom imise shvetayom. Because at first the Brayse was discussing the din of meisis umadiach. So the halacha is that. אין מחמינים לכל מחויב במיסה שבתאירו, חוץ ממיסיס. So, if someone, so the halacha is, that if someone is known, if Bez knows that there is a certain person who furtively is Macy's Jews love it is all, but he does it furtively. I mean, in order not to be mechuyev misa, not to become mechuyev misa. So he gets, let's say, a hold of a certain person. He gets a hold of a certain person, and he tries to entice him to have his own. So But and Besden knows this, and Hebron knows about it. But Besden, but he cannot be caught, because he always tries to entice one person. So there are no aiding who can testify. And Besden knows that this person is in the habit of being Macy's Jugoslavizorek. So what does Besden do? So Besden is allowed to track him. In other words, to put, let's say, in one room, let's say, in a house where he, if Besden knows that this Macy's is going to visit a certain person at his home, and he's going to entice that person to have a disore, so Besden will place certain edim in one room, in an adjoining room, and then the other person will say to this person, now what is exactly what you wanted me yesterday to do? You still want me to do? So then he'll try, so it will be Macy's in Lavrizore. And the edim in the back room, in the dark room, will hear that, how this Macy's is Macy's Jews love this ore, so they'll be able to testify, so they'll be able to get missing. So in other words, they'll trap it. So that can be done only by Macy's. But by Shaw Kokayov Misi Shabateiro, a Mimisine say, El Beidim Beidim Vasfoy. So Shokan Kabi Macy's Koy, Rachmono Mao is Sachme, Luis Has, Vinerag Bilias Royal, the Achmona Said. So Mimele, it can be trapped. But Adam Chuyovim, he said, cannot be trapped. It's not only that it's not right to trap Adam Chuyovim, he said. Suppose Besden does it, so it will not be effective. In other words, he will not be Mechuyovim, he said. So the Rama explains it. Not here, further in the Gemara. The Rama explains it. Because Adam Chuyovim, he said, can only get mise if they get asroye and the amikabu asroye. What does it mean asroye? Let's say if he's mechal Shabbos, so the edim have to tell him, don't be mechal Shabbos, because if you are mechal Shabbos, you'll be chayiv skill. Besden will give you skill. So suppose the edim are master in Besden will give you skill, and he answers, I don't care, so he doesn't get mise. And even if he says. So he doesn't get mise. Only upon hearing the Hasroye that Besden will meet out mise, he'll become mechuyev mise for being Michal Shabbos. So he responds, Yudeyani, Val Minaskina Neise. I know that I'll become mechuyev mise, but I do it that way. That's exactly why I'm doing it. That's exactly the reason as to why I'm Michal Shabbos. Because I want to be mechuyev mise, that's called hiter atzmo lemise. So yes, that's called also kabbalas asroy. So mimele there is a halacha that ino mechuyev mise. So if masroy is not enough, but there has to be kabbalas asroy hiter atzmo lemise. So in this case, so when can there be hiter atzmo lemise if the person knows that they are edim who can testify in Besden against him. And then he says, I'm asking an eise, so it's matter atzmo mise. But if the person, let's say, is eved avrizore, and then Besden places edim in the back room, and they are reim vein in irim. So I mean, they look through a glass, through a window, I mean, they look and they see what he does, that he is eved avrizore. So even if someone, let's say someone is in the room with him, with David Avizoren, and he's masrin, now we pass him that not only the edim can be masrin, everybody can be masrin. So suppose somebody is masrin, don't be David Avizoren, because if you'll be David Avizoren, you'll be mechuyev mise, and Besden will meet out skill at you, will beat out mise at you. And suppose he'll say, Gideani, so it will not be considered a sitter atzmo lemise, because he doesn't know that they are edim in the back room, So even if he says I'm an askirani ise, it cannot be, it doesn't partake of the nature of iteratzmele mise. When does it partake of the nature of iteratzmele mise? If he knows that they are redeemed, and who will be able to testify against him, and because of that testimony, so best will be able to meet out mise against him. So then it's iteratzmele mise. But if he doesn't know they are redeemed, even if he says so, so it's not. It's not iteratzmele mise. So the Ramah explains it. So Memele sees by all other mchiyovim mise. So Hasroi is not enough. But Kabbalah is Hasroi. So Memele it's impossible to manipulate that the person should be mchiyov mise through Achmone. Because Achmone means that the person who is able to avera doesn't know the aredim or observe it. Now if he doesn't know, how can it be iteratzmele mise? He could. He could say, I'm asking an Eise, but I'm asking an Eise is just verbiage. I'm asking an Eise has to be Hitratzmele Mise if he knows that Edim see it and that Edim can testify in Besden, and then Besden will be able to meet out Mise against him. Then it has a Chaleshem of Hitratzmele Mise. But if he doesn't know the Aredim, so it's just verbiage. Even if he says, I'm asking an Eise. It does not have a Halishem of Iteratzmele Mise. So, but Mise is the Halacha is doesn't have to be Iteratzmele Mise. That this is the only one of the Mechuyovim Mises Besden who can become Mechuyov Mise even without Kabbalas Hasroye. A certain Hasroye is required, not the regular Hasroye, but those who are Muses from him, who are being enticed by him to be with Avrizore, so they have to say to him, Heich Naniach, Es Elokeinu Shebashamayim, V'nilich V'na'avid Avrizore. And then he has to say, Kach Yofelecho. So this is in lieu of the Asroi, but that's not a real Asroi. In other words, there is no requirement of Asroi and Kabbalas Asroi. In other words, so only this kind of asroye, or heich naniach es lekinish b'shamay, and he has to answer kach yofelon. In other words, if let's say a person entices a Jew l'avizor, and the one who is enticed says to him heich naniach es lekinish b'shamay v'neilch menavid avizor and it's in magonim. So and he keeps quiet, and the Mesis keeps quiet. He doesn't reiterate his asose, so then he's not chayav mise. Only if he reiterates his asose after the Moses says to him, Heich naniach es lekinish b'shamay. So that's not by way of asroye, because Macy's, just as Macy's does not need a kavos asroye to be mechuyav mise, so it doesn't even require Hasroye to be mechuyev mise. Hasroye means Hasroye. Heich naniach es lekinish b'shamayim. That's not Hasroye. Hasroye means you should know that you'll be chayev mise. You'll get so. Macy's is the requirement of kabbalas Hasroye and even of Hasroye. It does not apply to Macy's. But there is something else in lieu of Hasroye. So that is only expressive of the extent of hasose that has to be perpetrated by the Macy's in order that he should be chayav mise. In other words, if he just is Macy's, Jews love it is ore, and he doesn't reiterate it, the hasose, he doesn't reiterate the hasose once he is reprimanded for it, so then he's not mechuyev mises yet. Only if he's that kind of Macy's, after he's reprimanded and he's told, Heich naniach es lekinish b'shamayim, he reiterates and he says, Kach yofelecho. So that's the shiur of asoseh that he must perpetrate in order to...